if you are located outside of the European Union, the United Kingdom and or Switzerland, then you need an authorized representative. So, I have a good news. You have found it with Easy Medical Device. And if you are also in need of an importer in Europe and in Switzerland, then contact us definitely at info@easymedicaldevice.com. info@easymedicaldevice.com, and I'm sure we can help you. Welcome to the Medical Device Made Easy podcast. I am Mounir Elazouzi, a medical device expert specialized on quality and regulatory affairs. My mission is to help you learn how to place a compliant medical device on the market. For that, I share with you my experience and the one of others on this podcast. Are you ready for your dose of regulation and standards today? Okay, so let the show begin. Welcome to the Medical Device Made Easy podcast. Here is Mounir Elazouzi from easymedicaldevice.com. And today we'll talk about field service. So you know that in medical devices, we have also to manage the post-marketing. So after we are marketing or selling devices to customers, hospitals or anybody. And now we have still to make some maintenance, preventive maintenance, or we have to also repair some machines. But how are we managing that? So for that, I have with me Michael Israel from Zooper. So Michael, welcome to the Medical Device Made Easy podcast.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure, and I look forward to speaking with you.
Great. So thank you very much. And yeah, I know that Zooper is really specialized in the field service for anything, but also medical devices. Exactly. So the idea now is just maybe, can you tell us more about yourself? And then we can go through some questions and help the community to understand more how to manage those field services.
Sure, absolutely. So a little bit about me. I've worked in the field service management space in a variety of capacities for literally 50 years, as you might be able to tell from the color of my hair. I actually spent about 20 years in field service operations, where I managed a team of field service technicians and parts distribution centers, et cetera. And for the last 30 years, I've been either a field service analyst for some of the major analyst firms, but for the most part, I've been associated with field service software companies, companies that create software to manage field service operations.
So, Michael, in terms of field service, maybe for people that are listening and that are new to medical device or new to this activity, so can you explain more what is the scope, if I can say, of field service? What is inside? And maybe also why we need that? I mean, can we have a product on the market without field service also? So maybe this is the idea.
Well, let me just comment to your last point first. I don't know of a machine of any kind that's been invented yet that is guaranteed to work perfectly forever and never require any service. So that's probably a long way away on the horizon still. Exactly. But to your first point, field service is the activities of anyone really that leaves an office and goes out into the field to do something. Now, generally, when we talk about field service, that something is they're doing some repairs, some installation, some maintenance of some kind, preventive maintenance, as you said, on some piece of equipment. So field service is the activities involved in providing maintenance and service on some equipment that is installed in a facility. Could be a home, could be a business. In our case, it's a hospital or a clinic. It's the equipment that's installed in medical operations that help save lives and take care of people's health. That equipment requires service from time to time.
Exactly. So I suppose when we are talking about field service, it's also dependent on the manufacturer of the equipment. What are the recommendations for that? Maybe we'll say it's every 2 years that you have to do a service. It's like a car, I think. When you buy a car, it says every this number of kilometers you have to go again to make some changes or some service. So this is the same idea, I think.
Unearth the pulse of the med tech world with MedTechConf, a dynamic platform featuring global events on medical devices, biologicals, IVD, and pharmaceuticals. Stay informed, stay ahead, connect, share, and elevate your knowledge. Become an official sponsor, make your event shine on the map. MedTechConf, your key to the MedTech universe. Remember, the future is now, and it's at your fingertips with MedTechConf.
Oh, it's exactly the same idea. The car example is a perfect example because everybody can relate to that. Everybody knows that every 5,000 kilometers or 5,000 miles, you should probably take your car in for some type of service. It's the same thing with medical equipment. Every piece of medical equipment that I'm aware of periodically needs some type of service. And the manufacturers generally refer to that as preventive maintenance. That is some periodic service, some periodic maintenance that should be done every 3 months, every 6 months, every 2 years, as you indicated. And that's recommended by the manufacturer of the equipment. How frequently should that piece of equipment have preventive maintenance? Or in the case of medical devices, more specifically, how frequently should it be calibrated to make sure that it's operating according to the specifications that the manufacturer has specified? So yes, and one of the nice things about field service software is that field service software helps you maintain that schedule. So if the recommendation is that a preventive maintenance some kind of medical device should be done every 6 months, the field service software can automatically schedule that to happen every 6 months. And if one service is late by a month, the software can, if you desire, readjust the schedule. So now, even though the preventive maintenance was done at a 7 month interval, the next time it's going to be 6 months from that when the last preventive maintenance was done. So the field service software can manage that schedule very, very well. And even more importantly, it can specify exactly which technician should go do the service, because you want to be sure that the technicians that are doing the preventive maintenance have the proper skills, the proper certifications, and the proper training.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also that is important, is that you cannot just send to the field any technicians. So they have to have some certain training on the equipment, certain skills, certain understanding. And maybe there are some internal procedures also by the manufacturer to say, step one, remove this filter, step two, do this, etc. So you cannot just go and do it without really having some kind of skills and training for that.
Exactly. And you've really raised 2 points there. So let me address them both. First of all, the skills of the technician. And I think in the medical device community, that's probably more important than perhaps in any other industry, that the technicians have the right skills, they have the right training. Sometimes they have to have the right certifications. Sometimes those certifications have to be renewed every 6 months, every year, every 2 years, whatever. So one of the important things that field service software does is it keeps track of the technicians and what their skill levels are, what their training is, what their certifications are, when the certifications have to be renewed. So the field service software knows a great deal about the technicians that are available to do the service. So when a technician, when a service call comes in for a repair or a preventive maintenance is due, the field service software is very adept at picking the right technician or technicians for that particular work. So with regard to processes and procedures, yes, I'm sure that most manufacturers, if not all, will specify some specific procedures that should be done, for example, in a preventive maintenance service. So again, one of the very great things about field service software is that you can use the software to define the specific steps that must be taken. So if I'm doing a preventive maintenance and a calibration on an ultrasound machine, just as an example, we can define in the field service software, these are the 5 or 6 or 10 steps that you must go through in order to make sure that that machine is calibrated properly. The field service software can define the sequence in which those steps should be done. And they can also define dependencies. So if you do step A and the result turns out to be one thing versus another thing, then the procedures or the checklist can diverge based upon what the result of the first step was. So if step A produced results 1 and 2, and you need to go down result 1, then we can have a different definition of the steps that must be done for step 1 versus the definition of the steps that can be done for step 2. I hope I'm not overcomplicating it. I think the point is that the checklists, the procedures that can be defined in the software can be very complex if needed, and they can also just be very simple and straightforward. But the main point is that, yes, the field service software can help guide the technicians through the steps that they need to take in order to do a repair or perform a preventive maintenance.
So initially, if I can say, let's also make a comparison between software and paper version, if I can say. So usually when we don't have this kind of software, it's like you have to go with some documents, you have to fill them, you have to sign them, to scan them, to do all those things. So what is the advantage of moving to software for the field service specifically?
Oh, I think there are a huge number of advantages. Let me start with one, and I'll expound on a couple of others as well. As I mentioned in my brief introduction, I've worked for, I've been a field service analyst for a couple of the analyst firms. And in the process of being an analyst, we also did surveys. And one of the surveys that I was involved in that we did a few years was a survey done by a group called the Service Council that is the voice of the field service engineer. And in that particular survey, we asked the actual field service technicians, hundreds of them actually, what do they like best about their jobs and what do they like least about their jobs? The thing that comes back consistently about what they like best about the jobs is they like fixing things.
Okay.
The one thing that comes back even more consistently about the things they like least, they hate paperwork. Like they want to fix things. They don't want to do paperwork. So the field service software solutions that are available today make it really easy for the technicians to record information on their mobile device, their iPhone, their Android phone, their tablet, whatever. They don't have to be bothered with paperwork. A lot of the data, such as the amount of time they spent doing the repair, for example, that's automatically captured so that they don't have to enter that, not only on a piece of paper, but they don't even have to enter it on their iPhone or tablet. So that's one thing. The other thing is the accuracy that is captured via the mobile devices is much greater than the accuracy that's captured on paperwork. Most importantly, perhaps, it's instant. It's real-time recording. If they're having to fill out a form, then the form has to be manually completed, which they don't do right away when they're doing the work. They wait till the end of the day, or worst case, they wait till the end of the week and try to fill everything out. Then those forms have to be mailed in, and somebody has to take the forms and enter the data into a system of some kind. So it's an enormous savings in time. It's an enormous savings in cost, and it provides much greater accuracy, and it's real-time information. So those are some of the most significant advantages, and I think the advantages are just overwhelming.
Yeah, and when I hear you, I'm as I've said, we are specialized, if you can say, here in quality and regulatory for medical devices. And I worked a lot with field services also. And what I wanted to find out is an aggregation of data related to the activity for certain products to say, are those products working well, or is there always the same issue, or is there always the same spare part that has to be changed, or that normally it says it should be changed every 2 years, but it's changed every 6 months because each time it's breaking. So these are information that we are trying to gather. So do you see also this advantage with this kind of system that can gather those information?
Oh, I think one of the greatest advantages of a field service management solutions is the data that it gathers. And as I've already alluded to, much of the data that's gathered is history about what's the service that's been done on a piece of equipment. But to go along with that, we also have the history of the equipment, right? Which is what you're talking about. How does the equipment perform? How often does this particular piece of equipment break down? If I have a model number ABC, for example, versus a model number DEF, does the model number ABC break down more often than the model number DEF, right? So all of that data is captured when service activities are recorded in the system. So we know what the service history is for each individual piece of equipment by serial number, but we also in the aggregate know what the service history is for each model number, each type of equipment. So we can use that data to study not only the service history on a specific piece of equipment by serial number, but also in the aggregate for the service history on a model. So if we see, as you indicated, a particular problem occurring fairly frequently on model number ABC, versus model number DEF doesn't have that same frequency, then perhaps we refer that data to manufacturing engineering so they can look at the quality of the machine in the manufacturing process to see if there's a manufacturing issue that needs to be corrected. Or maybe they discover that there's an engineering change that's needed. Or perhaps even more importantly, in the medical environment, a safety change that's needed on that particular model. So the software has the ability to capture all that data, to have all of that data analyzed, and to have all of that analyses acted upon by taking some proactive steps to prevent that problem from happening so frequently or prevent that problem from recurring. Exactly. And I would even take it to even a different level, a more detailed level. Let's say you have a machine, model number ABC again, and there's 50 of them throughout the city. But you notice that there's one in particular, one serial number that is having 1.5 or 2 times more failures than generally all the other 50 or all the other 49 in the city. Maybe there's a problem at that customer. You know, maybe it's an environmental problem. Maybe it's a training problem for the operators of that equipment. So you can not only study the history in the aggregate for the equipment types, but you can study the service history for each individual piece of equipment and each individual customer so that you can take corrective actions regardless of the situation. In the customer example, maybe it's just a matter of training the customer, right? Maybe they don't know how to use the machine properly. So you go spend a couple hours with them and teach them, and that problem goes away. So just a couple of examples of how important history of the service is on the equipment and how that really is important to the people on the vendor side, the manufacturer side, to understand the quality performance of the equipment.
No, I think it's great. And what you are saying is great, because as I said, I have this experience working with field service. And yes, as you said, collecting data, aggregating, analyzing, etc., can take a lot of time. And maybe we have to wait 3, 4, 5 months to get the results. But having a system that can collect those data directly from every places where those machines are used, and then directly finding the issues, etc., you can save also some time to avoid some issues to happen in future because you are correcting them now. So is this also something that can help? Because one of the questions that we are also talking about is about longevity of some equipments, warranty of some equipments, how much spare part or should I have on stock, etc., all those things. So is this also an element that can help to manage all those elements?
Hey, just a second. Do you need a EU, Swiss or UK representative? Then choose Easy Medical Device. We can represent you and also become your importer. Contact us at eo@easymedicaldevice.com.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just take the spare parts example that you mentioned. So one of the things that this field service software solutions gather is the usage of spare parts. So if I have, again, an ultrasound machine where I'm having to replace, for example, one of the probes, if that's the right word, frequently or even infrequently, I know via the service history how often I'm having to replace that part. So a couple of things. Maybe if I'm replacing it too often, there's a problem with the part that, again, manufacturing engineering needs to look at so we can correct it and I don't have to replace it as often. But if the replacement is routine and there is not a problem with that particular part, we still have the history of how often we're replacing it. We have the history. We have the knowledge of how many machines there are in that hospital or how many machines there are in that geographic area. So if I know how frequently that part is being replaced in the aggregate across all those machines in a specific geographic area, then I can stock the number of parts that are going to be needed over the next month. And I can keep track of not only how many parts am I going to need over the next month, but where should I put them? How many should I put in each technician's van, for example, or how many should I have in the central warehouse in the city? And what is the reorder point? So if I need 50 of the probes for a month, and I want to set a reorder point of say 20, once the on-hand balance drops to 20, then I need to order. So the software provides you with the data to make those decisions. And then furthermore, the software can automatically notify you or the parts management, for example, that the reorder point is reached and new spare parts need to be ordered. So again, I mean, and that's just a simple example of keeping track of and sort of forecasting the requirements for parts. But that's just another simple example of how important the data is that's captured via this field service software. We also capture all of the time, all of the material usage, parts usage, all of the travel costs. So we capture all of the costs that are associated with delivering service to a customer or a particular device. The fact that we have that cost information helps us determine what is the billable rate that we should be charging. So am I going to charge the customer on a time and material basis for every call? The amount of information that I have about what every call costs helps me determine what my price should be for that time and material service that I'm going to deliver to all the customers that have that particular type of equipment. But perhaps even more importantly, it helps me determine what my price should be for my maintenance contract. If I have a service contract or a maintenance contract with the customer for maintaining all of the equipment in their clinic, for example, I can determine what my price should be for that maintenance contract on an annual basis based upon the costs that I incur for servicing that equipment each year. And then I can review that price every year or every period, whatever that period turns out to be, based upon the revenue that I've generated through pricing of the maintenance contract compared to the costs that I've incurred for servicing equipment under that maintenance contract. So the data is invaluable across multiple fronts, from spare parts on hand balances and forecasting, all the way up to how do I price my maintenance contracts.
No, I think it's great. And maybe another point is the fact that we have some manufacturers that have their machines and maybe they don't have their own technicians and they have to hire some other kind of company. So do you have a tip or some things that you can advise those manufacturers when they are choosing there's third party companies or there's third party technicians or there's person that will be working on their product? So is there some kind of good practice also on selecting the right partner?
Well, I mean, the one thing that comes to mind immediately is, and this is, I think, especially true in medical device maintenance, just because of the potential consequences, right? It's so important that the technicians, whether they're your own tech employees or the employees of a distributor or a dealer that you have or a third-party company that you've hired, it's so important for those technicians to have the right training, to gain the right skills, and in many cases, to have the right certifications. So I don't think that necessarily has anything to do with the software. That has to do with your hiring practices and your practices for making sure that the people that are working on the equipment that you manufacture have the right training and the right skills and the right certifications. So that's number one to me, just as a potential patient.
Exactly.
But the other thing that we've already touched on is that even when those people, whether they're your employees or distributors or subcontractors, even when they do have the skills, the field service software will allow you to define the steps that should be taken for various types of service activities. So there could be a certain checklist for preventive maintenance on a device. There could be a different checklist entirely for service on a breakdown or a fix. And that could even vary depending upon the type of breakdown that it is. So within Zooper, for example, we can define multiple checklists, step lists, if you will, depending on whether it's a preventive maintenance or if it's a breakdown, and also depending upon what kind of breakdown it is, what kind of service is required. So just to give a simple example, there may be a checklist for an installation. If I'm doing an installation of an MRI in a hospital, what are the steps that I have to go through to make sure that the installation is done properly? What are the steps that I have to go through when I'm doing the tests? for preventive maintenance, there could be a completely different checklist. And for a breakdown that's reported that, you know, for some reason the magnet isn't working, there's a checklist for that. Or here's another problem, the cameras aren't working. There's a different checklist for that. So even with the skills that the technicians must have, and I think that must is the right word, we can still augment and support and supplement those skills with these various types of checklists.
Exactly. And just maybe for coming back to what you've said maybe before, you remember on the, you said when we collect some information, maybe we can identify that the environment of the machine is not the right environment, and we can identify this kind of information. Can we also identify with the, maybe your type of software, that the issue is not coming about from the machine or the environment, but more coming from the technician that is maybe not acting correctly or doing correct maintenance?
Oh, sure. One of the most important things that most, I think most manufacturers track when it comes to services, what's the return visit rate? They refer to it as what's the first time fix rate. So when a technician goes to fix something, repair something, did the technician, he or she, do it right? Did they do it thoroughly? And is the machine working properly after the technician is done? And does it continue to work properly for a period of time? So a lot of companies refer to that as monitoring the first time fix rate. And we can, the field service software is very adept at identifying, again, it comes down to the data that we're capturing, but it's very adept at identifying repeat visits. So if I'm a technician, I go work on a ultrasound machine in a clinic, and another call comes in 1 week from now for the same problem or a similar problem, then that can be easily identified as a repeat visit. And the repeat visits may have something to do with the machine. You know, maybe there's something wrong with the machine that needs attention by manufacturing. Or more often, I think it has something to do with the technician. And I'm not trying to badmouth technicians here, please.
It's fine.
But maybe the technician didn't have the right skills. Maybe they didn't diagnose it correctly the first time. Maybe they put in the wrong part. They thought it was this part that would fix it, but really it wasn't. It was some other part. So it's the software can easily identify repeat visits, and in the process of doing so, identify what is the potential solution for resolving these repeat visits.
Great. So we talk about, as we said, software for field service. So we have a lot, but you are offering one which is called Zooper. So can you tell us more maybe about this one? And is this something only available because you are located in the US? So is it only available for US, or is it like available for outside of the US also?
Sure. Yeah, a couple of questions. Yeah, Zooper is a very, very robust field service management software system. That's what they're called, field service management, often referred to simply as FSM,
yeah,
field service management. And Zooper's been around for about eight years now. I've worked for a number of the big software companies in my career, which is, if you recall, somewhat long. I'm very, very happy and proud to be part of Zooper. I think Zooper, in spite of being somewhat of a young company, about 8 years old, as I said, the software is extraordinarily robust, very, very user-friendly, and the data that it captures is amazing. It's a very, very good product, in my opinion. And we're global. Our headquarters is in Seattle in the United States, but we actually have users in over 30 countries. So we're represented on virtually every continent. And we have staff here in the States, and we have staff in India as well. But we're very, very much a global company. We have many customers in North America, many customers in Europe, and in the Middle East, and of course, obviously in the Indian subcontinent.
Great. And where people can find out about Zooper? So is there a website or?
Yeah, it's very easy. It's Zooper, Z-U-P-E-R. And what Zooper stands for is it's extremely super software. So
okay.
Super. So, and the website is very simple. It's Zooper, Zooper.co. And I just want to emphasize the .co.
Yeah.
Zooper.co. You can also find us on LinkedIn and YouTube, et cetera. There's a number of videos and podcasts on YouTube. And if you want to get a hold of me, it's equally as simple. It's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L @Zooper.co again.
Great. So as we said, so mainly this kind of software is really important for field service. But as I said also, I tried to also highlight that the quality departments of companies can also gather a lot of information, live information from that, and not wait for a few months to get some detail. And then directly as quality, identify any potential issue and find out how we can correct that or trying to trigger this kind of service or action immediately. Okay, so Michael, really thank you for all the information provided. I will put all the details on the show notes, and then we'll see if people will be really interested to ask more questions about maybe field service or about Zooper. Okay, Michael, yeah. So it was really a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
You're welcome. Monir Elazouzi, a medical device expert specialized on quality and regulatory affairs. My mission is to help you learn how to place a compliant medical device on the market.